a 9-4, I consider a short board.
Wait, 9-4 Rasta board.
Rasta board, with Rasta pad.
9-4 by what?
This one's 27.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's a little narrow, but it's good. Like, calm days, it's fine. Thickness is, again, this is 3 3/4 thick. This one, pretty much like the 10-foot. It's got a slightly more pulled nose than the other board. The other nose is a little bit fuller, more for nose riding.
So this one's more for you, because it's shorter, you're going to step on the tail mostly and
ride
it on the tail.
This is going to perform a lot more like a short board than it would, say, more of a traditional style 50-50 longboard short board. This would be more like a actual short board. Same fin setup as the other one.
Cool.
But this board has a single concave on the nose as opposed to the bottom head. This board was made actually earlier. This is about a month earlier. And the concave is a dirty spot here. It's like a slight, little slight single concave right to the middle, just for nose riding. As you notice here, the chine.
This thing that nose rides really well?
Nose rides really well, yeah. And the chine here, it's not as extreme as on the other board. It's a little more subtle, just slightly. And more of a rounder edge coming back. And then it starts here. It starts sharper, not quite as sharp as a 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more round. This gives the board just more of a neutral handling feel. Doesn't feel as... it's just more... it just wants to flow more. Because it's a smaller board, you can stand on the tail and just kind of flow with it kind of thing. And same 5-fin setup, same fins as the other one. We're running on the 5-fin setup, the VFT1, the 512 tech foils. And pretty much any quad setup works. It seems like the bigger quad fins seem to work a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Seem to have a little more drive and a little more stability with the board.
And then where would you ride this board normally?
This is like a hot dog board, so this is up to like 4 feet Hawaiian scale, just about, you know, a little overhead and more, you know, cleaner conditions. Something you can just really get on the tail and just do some, you know, some turns. And, you know,
how much do you weigh?
I'm about 170.
So you're mostly on 9-something boards then?
9-something, yeah. I like the 10-0 though, because it has a nice balance of everything. You can do a little of everything on it. It has a nice, you know, you can flow with it nicely, nose ride, tail ride.
Mm-hmm.
It has a nice diversity as opposed to just a short board where it feels like you're planted on the tail most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, you know, until you get to a section you can ride the nose. The 10-0 is more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to say on this board?
Brian, you're a great shaper. Keep it going.